Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we want to know what's on your mind today. And if you'd like to talk about it, we have a phone line that's open for you right now, and that's 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and Canada. So we invite you to call now, 844-322-2742. And with today being the eve of the anniversary of the event that we've come to know as 9/11, perhaps someone will have a question or a comment about that particular issue. But whatever the issue or the question, now's the time to call. 844-322-2742. Because it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob. And speaking of 9/11, we do want to spend a little bit of time on this particular broadcast and just talk about that day and what that's meant to the United States of America, what it's meant to each citizen personally. And if you would like to comment on that, if you would like to share a story or so from your own perspective, we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. Again, the number that Bob gave out is 844-322-2742. And I do want to say this before we dive into a discussion. Tomorrow, we send out via email Bob Davis's Inside the Studio, and every week he provides some type of commentary or just some fun facts or whatever it may be, whatever's on his heart, in his mind. Well, this particular week he has a just phenomenal article on 9/11 and from his perspective, and a challenge as far as believers are concerned, the urgency that we need to have as believers to carry out the mission God has given us, and that's to be ministers of reconciliation, ambassadors for Christ Jesus, extending the invitation to come and receive the very life of Jesus Christ. And Bob, I've read quite a number of articles about 9/11 coming from different perspectives, and of all the articles I've read, there's none better than what you have penned, and I am so thrilled that our listeners are going to be able to read your perspective tomorrow on this Inside the Studio.
Well, thank
and
you, Bob.
If you are not on our email list, I urge you to sign up just to get this. It is that important. It is that good. So, Bob, as you were writing this, what were some of the thoughts going through your mind, and how did it come out so good?
Well, that's a great question, Bob. The thing that was on my mind and on my heart is getting the gospel to as many people as possible, as we do here on Basic Gospel, by every means available. And to go back and just reconsider the fact that 2,996 people died immediately in the aircraft, the two going into the Trade Center, the one in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the one going into the Pentagon, and then those two who died at the Trade Center itself. 2,996 people, and you have to understand that there had to be many of those who did not know the Lord Jesus, and to come to a sudden, unexpected end and realize that you have made an eternal mistake. And it is a horrible thing to imagine.
Absolutely. And you and I went on the air that day, and we had contemplated whether we should go on the air. Yeah. And finally we said, let's do it. And on that particular day, somebody called and said, what if that had been me?
Yes.
What if I had been in one of those buildings? What if I had been on that plane? And she knew, she had no idea what her eternal destiny was at that particular moment in time. She didn't know Jesus. She didn't know the way to salvation. She didn't know any of that. And we had the privilege that day of sharing the gospel with her and seeing someone who was dead in trespasses and sins come to life in Jesus Christ.
Right.
So that was a really memorable moment for us in light of the tragic events in New York and the other places that you mentioned. But I agree wholeheartedly. We have become very complacent as a church, as a body of believers. We're just kind of going with the flow. And we're not taking this gospel message serious enough in the sense of what it offers. I mean, people are dying out there.
Yes.
They are dying in their trespasses and sins. And what that means is that they're going to spend eternity spiritually dead, yes, separated from God. Well, we have the solution, and that solution is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus came into this world so that we might have life and to have it abundantly. And I think so many of us are kind of on that abundantly side. We want all the goodies of grace and all of this. And we're missing the fact that we have something of value to offer the world at large. So I agree with you, Bob. It's time for us to kind of recapture that sense of urgency, to recapture that sense of hope that we truly have, that has been imparted to us by the gospel, that we can actually share with others and make a difference in their lives.
Well, I pray that this article will have meaning in the lives of many people, and can share it, and maybe it will speak to a heart that needs to hear at this particular moment. Because as you said, and as I said in this particular article, the need is urgent. The need is now.
Yes.
Today is the day.
Absolutely. And if you are not on our mailing list and you would like to receive a copy of Inside the Studio, particularly tomorrow's edition of Inside the Studio, go to our website, basicgospel.net. There is a link at the top of the page, also if you scroll down at the bottom of the page, where you can sign up to receive notifications and emails such as this from Basic Gospel. So go and do that right now. Sign up, and then tomorrow in your inbox you will get a copy of Inside the Studio, Bob Davis's reflections on 9/11, that event, that tragic event that took place 20 years ago that we will remember, and like you said, hopefully will spark renewed interest in the gospel of Jesus Christ and a sense of urgency to broadcast it far and wide.
Well, folks, if you'd like to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel, we'd like for you to come in, and if you have a question about 9/11 or some whatever the question might be, or some particular comment you'd like to add, we would love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. Again, that's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And, Bob, you know, beyond personal evangelism, reaching out to those in our respective realms of influence, what we do here on Basic Gospel every day is literally reach out around the world, because the world needs to hear of the love and grace and the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can't think of a better opportunity for our listeners and our supporters to be a part of that than to continue to contribute to the support of this ministry. And friends, we'd love for you to go online any time that you can, and just click that donate link at basicgospel.net and become a supporter with us. If you're new to this message, to this ministry, and the message is resonating with your heart and your spirit, well, we encourage you to come alongside of us and support the message as we try to get it out as far and wide as absolutely possible.
Yes, indeed. And thank you so much for that. And again, if you would like Bob's Inside the Studio and you're not on our email list, go ahead and sign up right now at basicgospel.net. And Bob, in light of that tragic event that took place 20 years ago, and I remember it so vividly, I was driving into work and listening to a sports radio station, and they were broadcasting the events, and they just really brought a human side to the story, and it was quite moving. You know, I heard as I'm halfway to work, the second tower has come down.
Right.
It's like, oh my goodness. And then we got to work and we put on the television and watched the events of that day, and then had the opportunity to go on radio and offer some hope and encouragement in the midst of that on that particular broadcast. But one of the things that we see in this world is evil. Evil is surrounds us, and it comes in all kinds of forms and flavors and shapes and sizes. But its purpose is to suppress the truth concerning God. We see this mentioned in Romans chapter 1, that those who deny that God exists, they're trying to suppress the truth about God. They've exchanged the truth for a lie. We see all of these types of phrases in there in Romans chapter 1. And that is the plot of the enemy.
Yes.
To blind the eyes of people to the goodness of God that has been manifested to us in the person of Jesus Christ. That's what our enemy is all about suppressing the truth. And as I was thinking about that, this kind of sketch of his plan kind of formulated in my mind, this is what we see happening. This is what we see happening today. This is what we have seen happen throughout human history, that our enemy takes events of the day. He uses those events to create fear. And from that fear, he causes division. He pits people against one another. And when an issue can cause division, then it's going to raise the level of hostility that's out there in the world. We're certainly seeing that today.
Absolutely.
This vaccination thing is a perfect example of that. There is so much fear going on around COVID-19. I mean, it's just unbelievable, and we're seeing great division. We're seeing people who were once close friends no longer are friends. We're seeing families being divided. We're seeing churches being divided. We're seeing communities being divided. Why? Because there's fear over this COVID-19. But again, this isn't new. This isn't something that is just brand new, that has just come on the scene. This is the way the enemy has operated since day one. So creates fear, uses an event and that's happening to create fear. From that, he causes division. He pits people against each other. He raises hostility. And then he will use some form of human institution or some human institution to provide some type of solution so that control can be gained. And from that control comes enslavement of individuals.
The bottom line, right?
That's the bottom line. Enslavement. That's what Satan wants for us. That's what our enemy is. That's his agenda, to enslave us to his lies. And we need to be aware of that as believers and not be sucked into that game plan, not to be sucked into that particular playbook.
Yeah.
So whenever you see fear being created, you know that that is not of God. God is not the author of fear. As a matter of fact, he has given to us as children of God his spirit, not the spirit of fear, but the spirit of adoption, of sonship. And by the spirit, he bears witness with our human spirit that indeed we are children of God. So whenever you see fear being mongered out there, recognize that that's not from God. So don't get sucked into it.
Right.
Whenever you see that fear causing division, recognize that that's not of God. God doesn't divide. God brings together. We see this in Ephesians chapter 2, that he has torn down that wall of hostility. So back in the days of Jesus, the law became a wall of division. And from that division, there was great hostility between Jew and Gentile. The Jews would say, hey, we're the true people of God. The Gentiles would argue against that. And there was great hate and enmity and hostility between those two groups. Well, what did Jesus do? He tore down that wall of hostility, and he calls the two together in Christ.
Yes.
He preached peace to both groups so that together they could stand in unity in Jesus. So whenever you see division and hostility levels starting to rise, then you recognize that's not of God. That's Satan doing his handiwork. That's part of his playbook being executed.
Yeah.
Whenever you see like government institutions or other corporate institutions offering help, hey, we've got the solution. That solution is not for your well-being, it's for their control.
Yes.
They're wanting to take control of the situation and eventually enslave people to them. They want power over people. That is the game plan. So let's pay attention. Let's use some discernment. Let's recognize what's going on out there in the world. Let's not get sucked into it. Let's stand our ground, be the children of God that God has called us to be salt and light in this world, urging people to receive the reconciliation that God has provided for them in Christ Jesus.
Absolutely. Bob, thank you for putting that together, because that is very insightful, that list that you just went down. And I think any thinking person today understands each of those steps is one step closer to where you were talking about, that bottom line, enslavement.
Absolutely.
844-322-2742. We have an open line for you. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel.
Yes, we do. Let's go to Denver, Colorado, and talk to Sean, who's listening to us on KRKS. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, brothers. How you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. How are you, my friend?
Okay. I'm doing my security job. Things, trying to keep things calm. But just wanted to comment on what one of you had mentioned about with the planes crashing and how many people on there didn't know the Lord. And see, the world is going to say, well, when you have something like that, a big tragedy, oh, they'll be okay. This and that. And say, well, no, Jesus was specific. He said, if you don't put your faith and trust in me and believe who I am and repent, you're not going to come into my kingdom. And it's just sad the world, they say this because, you know, they don't want to hear the truth, and they just want to think, oh, well, I can do this. And it's, you know, you think about in other countries, train crashes and other things, and ship sinks, and how many of these people on them lost their lives. I sometimes watch those little videos on YouTube of some planes that crash, and I watch them once in a while just to sort of help get, now I am a believer, but it just helps give me more perspective. It's just, you know, how many of those people didn't know the Lord? And if we don't get it taken care of, we're not going to go to a nice place, and we need to put our faith and trust on. And it's just sad that, you know, and even in the church sometimes, you know, you have people in the church, you know, that they, oh, everybody will be okay. It's like, well, no, Jesus was specific in what he said. And, you know, I'm not saying it's to scare anybody, but in a sense, in a way, a little bit, but just let people know there's only one way.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Sean. And there's no getting around that. I mean, we want to try to make life available from all kinds of different sources. And that's the way of the world. And that's the deception of the world. The world is saying, hey, you can experience abundant life through sexual immorality, or you can experience abundant life through power, or you can experience abundant life through money, or all of these sort of things. And what you find is when you go down those paths, that they lead to emptiness, they lead to isolation, they lead to death. So there's no life in any of those, quote, sources. There's only one life, and that's available in Jesus. He's the only one that was raised from the dead. He's the only one that has life to give. And if you're looking for life, and that's the issue, are you looking for life? And if you are, there's only one place to look, and that's Jesus.
Through him, yeah. Like I was going to say, like even doctors over the years have said they've noticed people who have a belief in God, and when that terrible tragedy comes, whatever, someone's got cancer, their daughter's hurt or whatever, yeah, they cry, they get a little upset, but they notice there's a peace about them. But when the person who doesn't know Christ, and, you know, not that they go and interview, but you can tell when someone doesn't, they're sitting there crying and wailing, and they're saying, God, why'd you let this happen? And because they don't have that peace in their life. And yeah, you're wondering, did your family member, was that your dad, your mom, or whoever, did they know the Lord? And it is a time to cry for, but that's the thing, we got to have that relationship. We don't have that relationship. Doesn't matter how nice we are, kind, we're not going to go to a nice place. But that's why when I do talk to people, I try not to push around, but I just let them know it's having that relationship. It's only through him. You know, he's the only way that you can enter into his kingdom. And while we're here, we're going to go through stuff, but he'll give you the peace to deal with that, whatever terrible time is, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, Sean, thanks so much for jumping on with us today and commenting, and we certainly appreciate your heart and your heart for people to really experience genuine life through faith in Jesus.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Good to hear
from you. Thank you guys for what you're doing. Yeah. God bless you both.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bob, I was having lunch today with a couple that's getting married this weekend, and The lady was telling me a little bit of her story, and it was quite a story of how she came to know the Lord, and it was just recent in the last 3 years or so. And she was saying, yeah, I had everything the world could offer, but as I look back on it, it was like one of those bowls that you might see on a table that are just filled with plastic fruit. Mm-hmm. She said, everything that I had in my life was nothing but plastic fruit. Yeah. There was no substance to it, no reality to it.
What an illustration.
Yeah, I thought that was just a beautiful illustration. And I think that's what we need to realize, that the world, it looks glamorous. It looks glitzy. It looks like that's the place to be. But it's just a facade.
Yes.
Once you open that door, you see that there's nothing behind that facade. Absolutely nothing. Yeah. It's empty. Paul talked about that in Colossians chapter 2 when he says, don't be taken captive by deceptive and hollow philosophies. And that just about covers everything out there in the world. They're all deceptive and they're all hollow. There's nothing to them. Yeah. If you want to find life, if you want to experience life to the full, then that's going to come by grace through faith in Jesus.
Yes.
That's the good news of the gospel. Mm-hmm. Well, we have this question that's come in to us from Don, who's watching us on YouTube today, about James 5:15. And is this about believers or unbelievers? Well, let's go look up that passage and take a look. So here's what the passage says, James 5:15. Let's just read 13 as well. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person has great power as it is working. And then we see the example of Elijah there. Well, this isn't about forgiveness from God. This isn't kind of a vertical thing. This is more of a horizontal thing. So James is talking about quarrels, what causes quarrels among you, what causes fights among you. He gives some reasons for that, because you covet and cannot obtain. These are the things that cause the quarrels, the quarrels and fights and all of that we have as human beings. Well, what do you do when that happens? Well, I think you confess your sins one to another.
Right.
Now, this isn't a call for us to confess our sins just out there to anybody and everybody. Yeah. This is a call to confess your sins to the person you've sinned against.
Right.
If it's with an individual, confess the sin to that individual. If it's within a body of believers, you've sinned against a body of believers, maybe by gossiping, whatever it might be. And then you confess that sin, and then there's forgiveness and reconciliation that can happen among brothers and sisters in Christ.
Right.
And that's what James is talking about here. So this prayer of faith, this forgiveness that is given from one person to another. Forgiving somebody as God in Christ has forgiven you.
Good question, Don. Thanks for reaching out. And friends, that's it for another week here at Basic Gospel. Remember, it's because of you that we are here every weekday bringing you this good news of the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ. Your help is vital to ensure the message continues. You can donate now or anytime when you visit basicgospel.net. And when you do, request your copy of Andrew's teaching series called Clean and Close. It's available for another couple of days, and we want you to get a copy of it while it's available. It's our way of saying thanks for your support for this ministry that we call Basic Gospel. Now, over the weekend, if you have questions about a Bible passage or about the Christian life in general, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742, and we're going to discuss it next week here on the Basic Gospel program. Again, that number is 844-322-2742. Also, we invite you to join Bob Christopher online for Sunday Morning Live every Sunday morning at 9:30 Central. You can easily join Bob by clicking either Facebook or YouTube. Those links at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. That's Sunday Morning Live online, 9:30 Central, with Bob Christopher. We hope you'll join him. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again next week for Basic Gospel as we continue to proclaim the fullness of the love, grace, and life of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.